This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
If you think the Chiefs just don't have the draft capital already to go and get, let's say it's a left tackle, or use draft capital to go in the draft and get the left tackle, or actually go and trade for a left tackle, you're like, well, how do you get more capital? We know a couple years ago when they needed a big pivot, right, they got multiple first round picks when they traded Tyreek Hill, and that led to Karlaftis and Trent McDuffie, two of the big pieces of this defense, two guys that will eventually get contract extensions. I think McDuffie will get it in Kansas City. I'm not 100% sure Karlaftis will get that extension in Kansas City or not. Is there even that type of move to be had? The three names that we kept circling back to, and I only think there's one that would give you value and I would be willing to even discuss. There's one that to me is off limits. And there's another that I don't think you'd get anything for. The three names when we were talking with Dusty, and Drew was there as well, was Chris Jones, Trent McDuffie, and Rashee Rice. And you guys can tell me if you think there's another name. I don't think Rashee Rice is giving you any value, number one. Value enough to trade him.
Sure.
Because of the injury and a looming suspension. I also wouldn't trade him because he's not making any money. He's on a rookie contract. I have a couple more years of control at a premium position. So that's the first reason why.
And he's also very good.
And he's also a hell of a football player. Now, to have trade value, you got to be a hell of a football player. The other one, Trent McDuffie, is just a non-starter for me. And I think that's where we differed in the bullpen a little bit. I would absolutely have no interest in doing that. As we look at the difference in cornerback value that the Chiefs have had, and we know they haven't given out these long-term deals to corners, Trent McDuffie's different. He's just different from me. He falls in a completely different category. He is better than any of the other corners they have chosen not to give extensions to, and certainly would be better than any of the corners that they traded, talking about L'Jarius Sneed, especially now that we know, and they knew at the time, the injury history when they traded L'Jarius Sneed. So then you get to Chris Jones, fan favorite, future Hall of Famer, all kinds of records when his career is over in Kansas City in terms of franchise records and everything like that. I wouldn't do it, but he's the only one I could sit down. You know what? I'll listen and have a real conversation about. The problem with this is, who the heck is getting after the quarterback next year? So you have to then admit that you're taking a decent-sized step back, if that's the case. Because while I think they need to devote more resources into the offense, your defense can't just be suddenly 24th or 25th and think that you're going to where you need to go. We saw how that worked for many years early on, the first year or two in particular, for Patrick Mahomes. Now, Chris Jones, he turns 31 in July. He has a $34.5 million cap hit next year. And then when he's 32, the cap hit is $41 million. And then as we knew when he signed the extension, at age 33 and 34, he probably doesn't see those years because there's a potential out in 2027 with $12 million in dead cap. Otherwise, the final 2 years of the deal are $34 million cap hit, and at age 34 would be a $41 million cap hit. That number is never happening, whether he plays great or not. At age 34, he's not having a $41 million cap hit in Kansas City. Just not happening. because of the financials, because of his age, he's the only one of the bunch that would get you something and I would listen to. But I just don't think any of those three guys are getting moved. Are we missing somebody else? I don't believe they can pull off a trade a veteran or a star, get a bunch of draft capital trade this offseason.
In terms of what, though, like I don't like what would be the end goal of you doing that trade? Like what would be the point of trading Chris Jones to move up and get a tackle? Or you know, what exactly is the end goal there? Because if you get, I don't know, let's say you get a second round pick for Chris Jones, are you using that to coupled with other picks
that's
to
the
move
thing.
Up?
And that was the thing we were debating with Dusty before the show yesterday. Yeah, it was like, right. What are you acquiring? You're not trading Chris Jones for a starting left tackle.
Yeah.
Like and again, this is not the NBA. So like in the NFL, rarely can you honestly think of a legit not like
player
random
player trade.
That's not the NBA.
No.
You don't trade a starting future Hall of Fame defensive lineman and get a starting left tackle that's under the age of 28. Like that.
Well, and
that doesn't exist.
And you wouldn't. If you traded Chris, let's say they trade Chris Jones, they get a second round pick. You trade your first, your second, and maybe you send another first to move all the way up into the top 10 and get your left tackle. If it doesn't hit, you essentially committed dynasty suicide in a way because you lose your Hall of Fame defensive lineman who is almost irreplaceable. You failed on the left tackle again. You didn't get a first round pick, a second round pick, and your first next year is gone. You'd almost just destroy the dynasty with that trade single-handedly if that was the goal. So if you do make that move, or if you would make that move,
yeah,
it would have to me, I don't think they would do it because this year there isn't like a Joe Alt, where if they knew, hey, Joe Alt is in this draft and we can go get him, it's going to take trading Chris Jones, but we feel like we can get him and have that stabilized protection for Patrick Mahomes' backside for the very long term, if not the rest of his career as the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. And then you kind of deal with things as you go from there regarding the defensive line, and maybe, hey, you use some money to bring in somebody else, even though they likely aren't going to replace all of what Chris Jones does. But I feel like he's the only guy, Chris Jones, that would get. I mean, maybe Trent. I don't know what you could get for Trent McDuffie. I mean, are you getting a first for Trent McDuffie?
He's a non-starter for me. Yeah, you would.
I don't think you would trade him either.
You would get the most for him. Yes, because he's a two-time All-Pro, top three corner in football, and he's under the age of 26. So yes, he would bring the most value. I'm out on that. I'm really out on all three. But I was like, okay, I can at least understand a little bit because of the finances and the age on Chris Jones, but it's also not. Do you want to create another massive hole on your roster? You know, if you trade at a lesser position, then you can say, all right, that's easier to mask. If all of a sudden you lose Chris Jones and Charles Manihue's a free agent and Turk Gordon's a free agent on your staff, you would have George Karloftis and
Felix
and Mike Dana. And so if I'm trading that player,
significant downgrade.
If I'm trading that player and then having to then use massive assets to go find the next great edge rusher or defensive lineman, So I just don't think it makes a whole lot of sense, even though we all know, I think it's the reason why these scenarios are coming up is everybody knows they feel desperate to go get a left tackle because everybody's fed up with not having one for the last 5 years. Even though they've won rings, we all recognize that they need to have a stable left tackle, not this one and done type of stuff and stop gaps and plug and play kind of stuff. No, they need to find a guy that can be their left tackle long term. And
yeah.
I think they have, as I said, while it hasn't worked, I think it's incorrect to say they haven't recognized that and tried. I mean, they thought they had that in Kingsley last year. Clearly that's not the case, but they spent not a top 32 pick, but a top 70 pick. You can say, well, that's not good enough. Okay, that's fair. We've talked about the scenarios and how good is the draft class. Can you trade up? But it's not like they've only spent like fifth round picks on tackles and thought they were going to get it. They spent a top, not just a top 100, but a top 70 pick on a tackle last year. And we all saw how that went.
Well, yeah, and you don't want to be in the situation where you become like the Thanos meme where you got your left tackle. What did it cost? Chris Jones and basically the entire defensive line. Yeah, you don't want to. I don't think you want to jump into that pool because even if you do get the left tackle, your defense is not automatically as good, and you find yourself in a limbo again of trying to make up for lost talent, and you're hoping at the same time that the left tackle is actually going to pan out to be the player that you want.
I would say, Drew, the number one text I've seen in the last 4 minutes that we keep getting 913-586-7965.
Not a player that we mentioned.
Has been, why can't, I mean, there must be multiple now. Tag and trade Trey Smith. What if we tagged and traded Trey Smith? Why can't they tag? So let's talk about that for a second. So I was looking up just what's the projected number for a franchise tag. Depends on the ultimate. I don't know if the numbers are out there yet, but there's some estimations on franchise tag numbers and by position what you're looking at. So you start there and you say, okay, so that member, if you franchise tag somebody, and I, for the record, I don't believe they're going to do that. It's not going to be $26 million or something crazy. It's like we're talking about a guard here. But that number has to be on your cap, and you have to be under it by the league year. Remember, as long as he's tagged, that's a number that's on there, and you carry that until he gets moved. So that's, for starters, why they possibly wouldn't do it. The other thing is, in trade, what do you think you're getting for him? It's a non-premium position. That's the argument why I wouldn't pay him as well. He's a great football player. He plays guard. He's going to get maybe a four-year deal for $110 million, $105 million is some of the projections that are out there. So that's the contract.
And the Chiefs have no leverage because he would be a free agent. So
yeah, so if you
get much.
You tag him, okay. You're not getting like a second round pick for him. If that's the team would have to give up draft capital and give him the largest contract in guard history in the NFL for a guard in the NFL. I don't think you're getting that. The reason why you don't do is you're not getting the value that you believe. I don't know exactly what it is. Maybe I'm way off. Maybe you get a third for him or a fourth. I honestly don't know. I know you're not getting a first round pick. I know you're not getting a second round pick for him because they also have to pay him. So that's my personal belief for those asking, why can't they just tag and trade him? I think we'd all be very surprised. As we learned last year with the Legarius Sneed trade as well, different player. But my point is, players never go for as much in the trade market as we think. They never bring back as much as we think they should. It just doesn't.
Especially in the NFL.
Unless you're talking about trading a under 30-year-old franchise starting quarterback, you're very rarely are you getting what you think you can get. We all at the time thought it was crazy that Legarius Sneed only went for whatever he went for, and then now he, of course, barely played, and now everybody's happy because the Chiefs have
that you got a third round
basically
pick
first pick in the third round. So that would be my reason why I don't believe that's the case.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.